Daniel 6 says, Darius the Mede decided to divide the kingdom into 120 provinces, and he appointed a high officer to rule over each province. Verse 2, the king also chose Daniel and two others as administrators to supervise the high officers and protect the king's interests. Now, verse 3 is the one that I looked at. It says, Daniel soon proved himself more capable than all the other administrators and high officers because of Daniel's great ability. The king made plans to place him over the entire empire. Now, I'm going to say something. Just because you're reading about Daniel in the Bible does not mean that Daniel was excellent in the Bible. Daniel showed an excellent spirit in the realm of judgment, discernment, and political affairs. He showed an excellent capacity to determine the severity of governmental and financial affairs. Just because you read something in the Bible doesn't mean that we give a Bible posture to the word. When you read it, it almost goes churchy-like, and we lack the secular connection to this realization because we think it's la-la land. Daniel was excellent in la-la land, when really Daniel was possessed an excellent spirit in discernment, judgment, stewardship, management. He placed higher than other governors and senators Daniel, a son of God. Daniel showed the fruit to be trusted. His outcomes were legitimate. He not only had a sincere heart, his outcomes matched his techniques. His outcomes was just as masterful as the techniques that he used to produce them. He just didn't have a willing spirit. He had the fruit that will confirm him to be trusted by higher ups. Is your fruit affirming you? How are your outcomes labeling you? What has your outcomes, not your conversations with people, but your outcomes are your most incredible judges in your atmosphere. It's not a devil, it's not a demon, it's your fruit. Your fruit is the judge of your wisdom. Your outcomes determine your excellency. It's the outcome of your faith which determines the degree of your faith. It's not you having faith, it's the fruit of your faith which determines the type of faith you have. It's the fruit, the results of your faith which determines your faith. It's not just you believing for something. It's the results that determine the power of what you believed and how you believed and how you practiced. It's easy to believe in God and come up with an unfavorable outcome because you're gambling with your perspective. But have you produced the technique and the excellence of spirit? You see, we live in a world where we're so stressed and worried about bills and getting ahead and making money till we're choking the demands and the discernment and the capacity to observe and the urgency of kingdom culture. It's being choked by our worry and our inability to pay bills. Our family structures are breaking down, our marriages, our vehicles, our jobs. We're so busy being distracted by the bills and the obligations till our divine seeds are being choked, till they're not producing the techniques and the consistency and the education to produce the powerful outcomes that are necessary. You see what I'm saying? In this realm of spirituality, most of us have lived from a posture of I don't deserve it. God gave it to me, but I didn't deserve it. And after a season of obtaining what you don't deserve, we find ourselves misinterpreting that and calling it favor or calling it grace, when it really is God is giving us and extending to us mercy to observe the fruit of the outcome. So we can fix the outcome so we could gain dominion over it. There are so many times God has blessed us with things that our credit didn't deserve. Our work ethic, even our morality, even our life, even our character didn't acquire it. But he gave it because of mercy. But when we continue to grow comfortable with God providing when we don't deserve it, we begin to maintain that no deserve it posture. And we begin to say, God has granted me favor. And after a while, you find yourself living in mercy, calling it favor when it's really mercy. And it's really God saying, don't you recognize the fruit? Don't you see what outcomes you are continually producing? Something needs to change. We'll pray to God to change the outcome, but God isn't responsible for outcomes that your very own cycles are creating. God is not responsible to change the outcomes of your techniques and methods. What is your fruit telling you in this relationship? What is the fruit of your marriage telling you? Is it telling you that you're good at marriage or terrible at marriage? Now, you may be meant to be married. What is it saying about you and your efforts and your vision or lack of and your way of communication? What is it saying about your lack of fulfillment? What is it saying about your habits? What is these fruits crying aloud on you for? Your sins will find you out. No, not what's done under the cover. Your sins is your level of mismanagement. Your problems will tell on you. Your problems will tell on your methods. Are you listening to your problems? Your problems can help you if you listen to them. What are your problems saying you need to do? Read the problem, interpret the problem, you will discover the method. Do you have an excellent spirit? An excellent spirit is not something that we pray to God to give us. We make the spirit excellent. We make those things happen. We don't pray and fast for it. We build it. But how can wisdom build what we are afraid to surrender to? How could wisdom build us to be those things in which we fail to surrender to be? If I don't surrender to be, I can't be built to be. If I don't surrender to be, I don't have the clarity to be. If I don't surrender to be, I don't have the clarity to be. I can't find clarity where there is no surrender. I cannot find clarity where there is no surrender. Wherever fear, wherever clarity is absent, and wherever fear is present, wherever distrust is present, clarity is gone. Do you understand? My excellency of spirit, what are your outcomes saying to you? What is your fruit saying to you? You may be willing to be trusted, but are you showing the fruit to be trusted? Are there outcomes that saying you can be trusted with this matter? Does your fruit say, I will give an empire to you? Does your level of management say, I will give this large sum of money to you? Are you waiting for a large windfall of money, or can you manage small amounts of money and grow them into big harvests of funds? Can you grow what you have? Do you need a lot to have, or can you grow the little you have and make it a lot? Do you have an excellent spirit? Can you take this little relationship and grow it into a family? Can you take this little money and grow it into millions? Can you take this rent and grow it into a home ownership? Can you take this lease and grow it into ownership? Can you take your employment and grow it into a company? Not a hustle, but a company that will support you. And can you take a little bit of wisdom and grow it into the fullness of knowledge and power and understanding? Because you see, if you're going to fly a plane anywhere, you don't want a person who has a flight simulator on an Xbox to be your pilot. You want a trained professional. If you're going to lay under the knife for surgery, you want a trained professional. You don't want no one excited about watching medical shows on TV. You want a trained professional. So when it comes to your mind, are you subjecting yourself to a trained professional? Are you subjecting your destiny in the hands of a trained professional? Are you putting it in the hands of someone who has inspiration and procrastination at the same time? Because an inspired teacher is not the same as a trained teacher. Because what inspires today could be the thing that causes us sorrow tomorrow. And once I'm in a spiral, I don't have a spirit to teach anymore. You need someone who could defeat the elements. Do you have an excellent spirit? And what is your fruit saying about you?